Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And nice enough to join us after a tough one yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Had the lead through six innings, up 2-0 on Louisville. Just a couple innings from going to the World Series and come up a little bit short. 3-2. Had a couple runners on in the last inning, and just couldn't finish it off. And Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joins us. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, no, I'm doing good. I felt bad. It was great, by the way, great seeing the baseball team on ESPN in the big show the last couple of days, though. That was great to see.
No question. I mean, the way the season went up and down a little bit, you know, to see them finish off strong, you know, to win the regional in Hattiesburg, then move off to three games in a really, really tough environment at Louisville. And yesterday's game was just a great baseball game. And, you know, congratulations to Louisville moving forward to Omaha, carrying the ACC flag into Nebraska. But just really, really proud of JD and the team for coming together at the right time of the year and you know, getting right on the doorstep. Now we've got to build off of that and continue to move forward. But you know, we can take a little 24 hours to look back and enjoy the season, then start getting ready for the 2026 year.
Hey, speaking of your sports program, Jay Lucas in a recruiting. Quietly looks like it's gone really well so far. How do you feel about it? How's he feel about this recruiting he's been able to do?
Well, Jay's really excited, and I think it's part of the reason why, you know, Jay made the transition and the move from Duke to Miami, understanding that he can come here. We have the resources and the want to be great in basketball based on the outstanding work that Coach Larrañaga had done over the years. So he's coming here, going to build his own legacy here, and it's starting out. It looks like really, really promising. A lot of highly touted young men have decided to cast their lot here with the Hurricanes, and Jay's excited to welcome them here in the next couple of weeks to start working out and start molding them into a team.
All right, Dan, I got to start. Let's get into this. You got to help me. I tried it. I tried reading all this stuff and tried to understand it. The NCAA settlement was done. It looks like starting with now the universities can pay athletes directly. As I thought that was going on. Will this be brand new then, huh, for the first time?
Well, Joe, I was kind of hoping that you were going to be able to help me understand some of this stuff. So I guess together we'll work it through. But, you know, as is part of our DNA here at the University of Miami, we're going to embrace this change and rise to the challenge of the really remaining competitive and dynamic landscape. And you know, I think that there we've been able to compensate student athletes with their name, image, and likeness through collectives over the last couple of years, not only the University of Miami, but everybody throughout intercollegiate athletics. Now we have the opportunity to pay them directly to an amount of $20.5 million directly from the institutions. And then they have the ability to, the student athletes have the ability to gain even more compensation through fair market value NIL. So it's going to be a different environment. One that, you know, the judge on Friday, June the 6th, decided late at night that she would sign the document. And just a mere 24 days later, we will be in a new world starting July 1st.
Yeah.
So
wow.
We've been working on it as okay. You know, everybody in the country. I can't say that I know of an athletic department that has not been knee deep in trying to prepare for this, not only within our conference, but conferences throughout the country. So everybody preparing a little bit different, you know, given their own circumstances. But I think that, you know, first and foremost, this settlement was really a real positive for those athletes from the past who weren't able to move forward with their NIL opportunities. And part of this settlement, $2.8 billion, will go back to those student athletes from 2016 to 2021 that didn't have this opportunity. But then moving forward, having the ability to take 22% of the revenues that are pulled together from sponsorships, ticket sales, TV revenues, et cetera, put them into a pool and be able to get those to the student athletes, I think will be something that is it's a new day,
yeah,
for sure. And it's something that we're going to, as I said, embrace and make great for the University of Miami.
How is everybody going to control the boosters, the big boosters, the big money people that really want to win? How do you control that, or can they still be part of this?
Well, I think that, you know, from a business perspective, you know, I think they can still be a part of it. But I think that we have to make sure that whatever student athletes are doing for companies that are worked on through these types of boosters, it has to have some type of fair market value. Deloitte is going to be the company that creates a range of compensation where if a student athlete does something with a business, whether it's a booster business or not, they look at it and say, okay, is this something within a range of compensation that is that's allowable, that makes sense, yeah. It's reasonable, I guess is the best word, that's reasonable. So those are the things that will be going on with that part of our compensation base. And then the revenue share, which is the $20.5 million, we will allocate that within our program to our various sports, as will other programs throughout the country.
So that's what I was going to ask you next. So it's not $20.5 million just for football or football and basketball. It's going to be for everything, men and women.
That's correct, yes.
Wow, they're going to be a cut and pay in some programs going on around this country. Big cut and pay to get down. With the deals already done, though, they can't go back on those, right? So the guys that are already making more, they can't all of a sudden go back and cut the pay of these student athletes, can they?
No, they can't. There's some grandfathering in of some deals, okay. You know, to a degree, but you know, a lot of those things had early termination time, so
okay.
It's possible that some of those people have already been paid out.
Dan, the other thing is, I'm almost wondering: are you better off just making these athletes employees while they're there, or is that something you think could happen down there? There's going to be a union. I see this thing looking a little bit more like NFL football at some point. Do you?
Well, I don't know that employee status for student athletes is the right thing to do. There's a lot of traps associated with that. I do think that in Congress right now, they are looking at some specific legislation opportunities that will grant a special status for student athletes. That may allow them to collectively bargain. And really, that's how you would be able to draw the parallels between the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball. Those all have unions. Obviously, you were a part of the NFL Players Union. The owners obviously were the other side of that collective bargaining negotiation and wanted to keep everything kind of pulled together. So I think that somewhere down the road, congressional action may help us here create a true collective bargaining area, because right now this the $20.5 million that we talked about a minute ago, that's what the universities can pay. But as I said earlier,
right,
there are other NIL opportunities that are available for student athletes. So really, collective bargaining is really the way that we would be able to create really a true cap.
It's
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It seems to me it's going to be hard to police from the outside. You can police your $20.5 million. But I just don't know how you police everything from it still getting into a dark gray area outside of the universities in some places. Do you agree?
Well, I want to make sure that it's important for all of us to understand that we are a part of an organization, whether it's the College Sports Commission, which is the Power Four groups that was just established last week, and the NCAA. Where we have rules, and we want to be able to abide by those
right.
rules. But saying that, for 100 years or however long the NCAA has been in place, there have been ways to move around those.
Right.
So I can't say that all of those things will be kind of put into the perfect bucket as of yet, but we're going to try to get there.
Yeah,
and I think that's the important thing.
So the presidential commission you mentioned, and matter of fact, looks like Donald Trump, president of the United States, going to meet with Greg Sankey, who I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw him because he only cares about his own conference. But he's a powerful guy right now. But I still don't believe he's looking out for the best. I'm going to get into things instead of rip him. But I think he looks out for the Big Ten and SEC. I don't think he cares about the ACC or any of the rest of the Division I teams. Do you feel that way, or do you think he's part of it and he wants this thing to go in the right direction?
Well, let me just defend my old friend Greg Sankey for a second. The other day, both the Big 12 and the ACC have come forward with a college football playoff model of 5 automatic qualifiers and 11 at-large bids. And coming out of the SEC meeting, it was a little bit of a different tune from the Southeastern Conference of, 5 automatic bids and 11 at-larges was kind of acceptable for them. Actually, I think Greg would like to have 16 automatic or 16 at-large bids, which I understand. But I think he's politically savvy enough to understand that maybe he has to find another middle ground. So I think that there's that part of it.
Right.
But both Greg and Pete Bavakwa from Notre Dame, who are meeting with President Trump, I think both of them have great long-term views of the health of college sports. And I know that because I know both of them personally. And I know that they love college sports. So I think if you're looking at a couple of people who are, Pete, obviously, at Notre Dame has a seat at the table of the college football playoff, and Greg with the SEC, I think that there's enough background there to say, hey, what's the most important thing for college football and college athletics in general? And I think both of those gentlemen, you know, in their meetings with President Trump can convey that message.
So Dan, just these are great talk. These are like six beer topics. These are like you and I getting together, like six beers, doing something. But so do you believe they care about the FAUs and FIUs in the smaller Division I programs? Are those part of the discussion, or is it just let's take care of our conferences?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to understand everybody has a boss, and they have to look into who they work for. So, yes, they advocate for their conferences. But, you know, college football won't be the same if we don't have all 130-some-odd schools who are currently playing Division I football. There's great opportunities for young people to play. Being a part of all of that. So I think that's why I said earlier, he has, I think, the greater view of college athletics. But let's make no mistake, whether it's Brett Yormark, Jim Phillips, Tony Petitti, or Greg, they're going to advocate for their conferences in the best way that they can.
Yeah. So I saw some of the things with the presidential commission is to study the transfer portal movement, which I agree. I saw Miami had a guy that transferred, left before spring football, went to Colorado, left after football, went to another program. I mean, the jumping, like, we got to get the jumping under control a little bit, or what's your thoughts?
No, I think we do. And I think that there's the Football Oversight Committee of the NCAA. I happen to be a part of that committee. We've looked at different transfer portal times and windows, and hopefully we're going to get down to one transfer portal window. There's still some discussion as to when the best time for that to happen is, but I feel confident that we'll be able to get forward to have one transfer portal window, which will be a big move forward for the coaches and in understanding who's on their roster, and give the student athletes still the ability to move right now, so as they have the opportunity to do today.
Better after the season or after spring football? Which window you like better?
I like the early January window, January 2 through 12, to be able to have, you know, people look at it. You know, student athletes, when they're done with their season, take a little time. Don't make an emotional decision. Maybe have the school that they're at, you know, really have an opportunity to sit, talk to them, map out a plan for their progress, for their development. I think a lot of times you can point back to people who may not have been happy their freshman or sophomore year, stuck it out at a school and were incredible contributors to the program and their own NFL draft stock, you know, in their junior and senior year. So, you know, I think that, you know, people have to take the time and make good decisions for them. You don't need to have a long window to be able to do it, but you may need some time from the end of the season until you have the opportunity to make that change.
Yeah, man, I told you it was like six beers. I think we only got through like that second beer. It's just the first couple always taste so good, but I think we were right there, Dan. That was good stuff.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that, Joe. I really am.
I think I've done one, maybe two with you at a baseball game, but I don't know, Dan, if we got to the six mark. I'm trying to
By the time we get to six, we'll solve it all.
Yeah, there's no question about it. By the way, what a great start for the football schedule, too. I know not everybody agrees with me, and a lot of people like to build into it. But Notre Dame and Florida early on, my God, how good is that?
Well, I think it's going to be great. And, you know, I think it's something that you can utilize all during your summer camp to be able to really energize your team, help them to, you know, bring them together, say, hey, look, we're starting off right in the with a great opponent at Hard Rock Stadium on a Sunday night, national TV. I mean, you can't get much better than that. The Irish coming in here to be able to play. It's going to be a phenomenal night in South Florida. And then we follow it up a couple of weeks later with Florida coming in. Mm. So anytime the Canes and Gators play, you know how that goes.
A couple of hot tickets, man, at Hard Rock. That's going to be great. Dan, thank you so much for spending some time going through it with me. I didn't mean to take a shot at your buddy, man, but But hey, man, not a big fan. All right, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joining us this morning. Hey, South Florida, it's time to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Man, I got to tell you, that man, while we're sitting here talking, he's out marketing somebody's business right now. He's out there trying to get him as much money as he can, make you real happy. Matter of fact, he's got a book full of people looking to buy businesses just like yours. So if you're thinking about it, you've been thinking about it for a while, you're tired of all the stress, you're tired of all the risks, you're tired of all the competition, you're tired of all the employees, you're tired of just being tired. When you come home, you're stressed out and you go, I've had it. I got to get rid of this. She's going, do it. Get rid of it. Your wife's telling you, get rid of it, man. Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, you've been thinking about it, give Anthony Caliendo, better known as the main man at the Business Broker Experts, let him get it started for you. Sit down with him. You'll like him. He is he's a fireball. He really is, and he can help you get the most money for your business. There's a buyer out there for every business, and he knows how to find them. By the way, first thing you got to do, a lot of businesses have no idea what their business is worth. He'll evaluate it for $2,500 value for you. It's free. So call him, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for the main man or visit the web, themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo can get it done quickly for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.